Appreciate the Lord helping us, and if you have your Bibles this morning, if you will, turn with us in the book of Genesis, chapter 5. Genesis, chapter 5. And hold your place there in Genesis, chapter 5, and turn over with us to the book of Jude. Only one chapter in Jude, but I want to look down at verses 14 and 15 in the book of Jude. For several months, we've been studying the book of Jude at church, and I began reading, and I preached on verses 14 and 15. It stirred up a hunger in my heart to find out more about Enoch and this passage in the Word of God. In Jude, verse 14, the Bible said, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." Now, I want to know, do you know what he's talking about? And he said, "To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Then I want you to turn back into the book of Genesis in chapter 5 and begin reading with verse number 21. The Bible said, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." I want to try to preach just a little while by the help of God on a good exit plan. As we begin to look in the Word of God, our text today talks about a man that knew how to leave this world. Enoch had developed a good exit plan for his life. I say here, little is known about this particular man in the Word of God, but because of elements of his life, these things teach us as the children of God how to have a good plan on how to get out of this world. And I thank God for that. If we begin thinking about the Word of God and think about Enoch, I read to you in the book of Jude, chapter verses 14 and 15, it tells us about the preaching of Enoch. We find here in the book of Genesis, it tells us about the life of Enoch, and we begin to examine and consider, how are you and I going to leave out of this world? If and we find here there's a good plan for you and I in the Word of God, and we examine that and what God has given unto us from the Bible. Now look here, if you will, I'll give you about three things, and then I'll be done. First of all, I believe Enoch planned to exit this world saved by the grace of God. Hear me today. The Bible says that Enoch is 65 years old, and the Bible said he begat a son, and that boy's name is Methuselah. I got to thinking as I was preaching about Enoch in the book of Jude, and I thought about a man that's preaching the judgment of God. He's preaching about a day when judgment is going to fall upon the face of the earth. He's talking about a day, one day out yonder in the future. What's so important? And what does that mean for our hearts and our lives? And I went back to Genesis and began to read. And the Bible said he had a boy. And when that boy is born, it said Enoch began to walk with God. Now what was it? It caused him to begin walking with God in his life. He's 65 years old. You don't read anything about him before that time. But thank God, he got right with God. He got born again into the family of God. You say, preacher, what brought it about in his life? I believe every name in the Word of God has got a meaning. It's got a bearing on things in people's lives. I got to thinking about that, and I thought about our children. We had a daughter first, and we got one of those books and started going through it and trying to find a name to name our daughter. And we got all the way to the W's, and we decided we'd name her Whitney. And so we did. And then later, we had a boy, and we decided we'd name him, and we found his name at the very end of the book, and we named him Zachary. And I want to say today, every Zachary I've ever met, every Zachary I've ever known has been hyper and full of himself. And if I know now what I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have named him Zachary. He's just like his mama. Amen. But every name in the Word of God has got a significant meaning behind it. Enoch begat a son, and his name's Methuselah. Hear me today. The name Methuselah, it means when he is gone, it will come. I want to say thank God when he had that boy and began to look at him and realize what his name said, God gave Enoch something that brought him to God. He realized that one day after a while, there's something going to happen. And he began to preach. He prophesied of a day coming. The Bible said, here's a man, and said he got right with God and he served God. How you do your math, you add it up and you'll find that in the very year that Methuselah died, it's the very year that the flood came and destroyed this world. And Enoch knew that when Methuselah died, that the judgment of God is going to fall. And he preached, and he walked with God in his life. I believe folks need to walk with God and serve God in this walk of life. Old Enoch knew that when his son died, it would signal the end and judgment was coming to this ungodly world. I tell you, when Enoch's day, it was an ungodly day. It's a time before the flood. And God said that wickedness did abound on the face of the earth. Every imagination of mankind was ungodly and evil. And I want to say today, we're living in a wicked and ungodly time. And I want to announce to you that there's a judgment coming, and it's soon coming to this world. And so we begin to examine in the Word of God. I can just imagine if in that boy, he get the sniffles, and old Enoch, he may get a little concerned because of what his name meant. And he thought he might get sick. He might die. And that'd be the end. If
and hear me. We examine here in the Word of God, and we see here it's a blessing when we begin to consider even this symbol of the judgment of God. But could I say, even Enoch, or rather Methuselah, he lived to be the oldest man that ever lived and walked upon the face of the earth, and yet he died before his daddy did. Enoch lived 969 years. And the Bible said, after Enoch died, said the flood came and washed this whole world away. I thought about that, and I say this, and I see the life of Methuselah. I see those 969 years, and at the end of that, the hand of God's judgment falling on this world. I also recognize and see from the long suffering of our God. I'm glad he's a long suffering God. If in this world today, he loves us, he cares for us. God uses different events in people's lives to bring them to God. He used a boy being born into the home of this man called Enoch to bring about him giving his heart and life to God. It might be a child being born into your home. It might be a sickness. It might be a death. It might be some other type of tragedy. But thank God he deals with us about getting right with God and coming to him. I'm glad for the convicting power of Almighty God in this walk of life. I'll say today, old Enoch, his friend, the Bible said he walked with God. He had a good exit plan. He had everything fixed up in his heart and in his life. And not only, dear friend, did he plan to exit this world and save, but he planned to exit this world suddenly. I'll tell you what. A lot of folks leaving out in this world. Old Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. I say, thank God, I'm looking for that day when the Lord will call us out of here. And could I say today, it will be a sudden event when we head out of here. But maybe not that. After a while, I'm planning on heading back up the road toward North Carolina. I'm also planning tonight to follow Brother Steve up the road. Now, you know he drives like a wild man. How's it going? Last year we was leaving out and following him up the road from this very meeting. And we went through downtown Atlanta running 85 and 90 miles an hour. And that wasn't so bad. It's just that everything in the highway, he is a throwing at me. I'm a looking. About that time something comes flying over his car, goes down the side of mine. It's one of those alligators off the highway, a recap off of a tractor trailer tire. Went down the side, hadn't gone a little farther. Here comes something look like a flying saucer over his car. You say, preacher, what'd you do? I kept the pedal to the metal and kept on coming on up the highway. I was looking forward to getting home. I told him before church, I was buttering up my lips with this chapstick. I said, I'm getting my lips smoothed up. I'm going to call my wife after a while and tell her that I'm coming home and get her lips warmed up. You say, preacher, do you still love your wife? I say, I still love my wife. Now, my daughter thinks it's awful. I was at the house one day. My daughter don't think we ought to kiss. If you're married, it's all right. And I was over there. I'm 7 years older than my wife. And I was over there at the house. And my daughters are sitting there in the living room. And my wife's are laying on the couch. And I got a hankering. I'm just going to kiss her. I got down on the floor. And I crawled over there. And I planted a big kiss on her lips. And my daughter, she said, "Daddy, that's awful." I said, "You're too old for that." I said, "I know I am, but your mama ain't." And I said, "We're going to head out of here one day after a while. And thank God, I'm going to kiss her while I can, because I may leave suddenly. And I want to get that last one in." And so the Bible tells us here that in Hebrews, Enoch was translated that he might not see death. That word translated, it means transferred. I'm looking for a transfer one day after a while. Now, I ain't complaining. God's been good to me. God's blessed me. I thank God for everything He's done for me. And I'm grateful for that. But hear me today. Friend, He's taking me to a better place. And won't it be grand if we can all go together in the rapture of the church? He is making plans on leaving out of here. He cheated the process of death. They said it's kind of like this. One day Enoch was out walking with God, and there a fellowship. Let me say something right here. If and for all us preachers, it do us well to walk with God daily. If and the Bible said he got saved when he was 65, and the Bible said he walked with the Lord for 300 years. And the Bible said when he was translated, he is 365 years old. It sounds to me like he had a faithful walk for 300 years. I told my congregation, I got a little girl, she's a smart one. And I told my congregation, I looked out over them, and I said, 300 years is a long time. If Enoch could walk with God for 300 years, I said, I don't believe there's a one of us here tonight that's going to live to be 300. We're not going to live 300 years more. Little girl looked up at her mama. She said, "Well, I know he ain't, but I might." Bless God. But we're going out of here one day after a while. Suddenly, when it's least expected, friend, he's going to call us out of this world, and we're going to a better place. But I don't say there's only one group going in that bunch, and that's the saved of God. But there's another leaving time. And that's death. And both saved and lost are going in that way. But everyone listen, whether it be by the way of the grave or by the way of the rapture, I'm good, thank God. It's already been settled. And I'm going home to be with God. Old Enoch walked with God. He'd been walking with God daily for 300 years. Had fellowship with God. He's a preaching the word of God. He prophesied judgments are coming, and he kept right on walking with God. Now I got news for you. Everybody didn't like him. They thought he was crazy. They didn't believe his message because they didn't get right with God. Hear me today. There's a lot of folk think we're crazy. They think we're a bunch of fuddy-duddies. They think we're off our rocker. But hear me today. When they're trying to jump around in the flames of hell, I'll be on my rocker in glory. Amen. Well, not only that, he not only planned to leave this world saved. He planned on leaving this world, dear friends, suddenly. But he planned on leaving this world serving God. I want to say today, dear friend, the Bible said that Enoch walked with God. It was the testimony of his life. It ought to be the testimony of each and every one of our lives that we walk with God down here in this world. Enoch was a man whose life pleased God. The word walk, it's a biblical expression. It has the idea of fellowship, obedience. And hear me, from the results of obedience and fellowship with God are divine favor in the sight of God. And thank God today. You want to know what Enoch's name means? It means dedicated. I'm glad he is dedicated to walk with God and serve God in this walk of life. He had a visible walk. It was consistent. It was constant. It was clean. He had a vocal walk with God. His testimony was that God is real, that God loves us and cares for us in this walk of life. I just want to tell you, God loves us. I just want to tell you that there's a reason to serve God. There's a reason to walk with God. What these men have said today is divine truth for the day we're living in. Not many people are walking with God. Not many folk in our Baptist churches that are walking with God. We need to get back to God. Get back to the Word of God. Live right so you can leave out right when the time comes. May God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Wasn't that wonderful?